This bocher, we're talking about a bocher who is married. She has a wife at home. So even though his wife is lighting for him, even so, he has an independent chiyuv to light in his cheder, because there's one chiyuv per household, and there's another on the individual that wherever he is, he has to have light, where he's eating and where he's dwelling. And he also makes a bracha on that, because like we said, it's an independent chiyuv because of shalom bayis. You shouldn't fall into something. If he's at home, then he doesn't have to make an independent bracha on his room. His wife can light in all the rooms that need light, and she'll make the bracha. We do see, though, that there is a chiyuv, a lokas ner, in any place that needs light, not just where you're eating. That's number one. And Mishabu also brings that which we say, that the husband has to light independently, is talking about a case where there's nobody else lighting in his place. If there's a balabais lighting in his place, then it's at his needs, the balabais is lighting, and it's at his family, his wife is lighting. In a case where there's a few balabatim together, and there's no balabais in charge over there, like they go to some county fair, or exhibition, or whatever it is, so they do have a chayva to be madlik, because there's no balabais lighting for them. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says they should be shtatif, and one person should light, be mitzi all of them.